Blog Talk Radio.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Good evening, gang. This is the Hoot and Holler Gang. I'm Lonnie.
Hello.
Yeah, well, I got you. You're there.
Yeah, I can't get the phone to work out here. Can't get the internet to work. Can't get our TV to work. It's just storms everywhere just kicking on us.
Yeah.
It's been just another week of sit back and watch them make idiots of themselves. First off, our nation's being invaded left and right. And it's our government, the current administration, that is doing it. $8.2 billion. That's us, the American taxpayers, paying. Then we're paying for hundreds of millions of dollars to these countries that have been sending them here. Now, to me, that's just going to encourage them to send more here. And it's just constantly, constantly coming at us from one direction or the next. We've got a president that thinks he can go around Congress and just and do anything he wants to do, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. We have one, he wants to go around and he's going to bring do his own immigration regardless of Congress. He wants to go around and he's ticked off at the Justice Department, Supreme Court, because they didn't side with him on the Hobby Lobby deal. So they go out there and they start distorting it. I'm going to call back in and see if I can get this thing to work right.
All right, I'll play another song and wait on you. We got airline. Got some problems with the airwaves tonight. Storms coming in. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right.
We can hear you.
Back to what I was going on to. Consistently, what we're seeing is this president, if he doesn't get his way, then everybody who doesn't cater to him is the evil people and must be punished in some way, or he knows better than all of us about anything. For all those out there that attack and want to criticize what went on with the Hobby Lobby deal against contraception, first, it was not against contraception. It was against abortion, abortion mechanism. Contraception is what you do to prevent causing a life. And the four things that got rejected were the four things that end life. So contraception is still being paid for and all this and that. It's just the abortion methods that will not be funded. And that was what Hobby Lobby was wanting all along. They did not want to violate their conscience and be a partner to murder.
Yeah.
And they'll distort it all they can because they think this is a political issue they can ride and win back the Senate, hold on to the Senate.
I think they think every situation the political situation.
Oh, well, that's
all the way down.
That's
to
most
definitely. The union.
You look at the union. The Supreme Court has slapped Obama down recently a few times, but I have an opinion on that. I have an opinion. The only reason they're doing that is something big's going to come up, and they're going to side with him, whatever it is. I don't see that either party is working to the benefit of the American people.
No. They're working for themselves.
I think it's a low. I don't know how to.
Out of power.
I don't know how to put it, but it's a lowly person who would come up with the idea to use children to invade another country. And that's
so
what we have.
They know the American people.
That's
don't have
what
the
we
heart.
Have. And it ain't that we don't have the heart to do it. It's that our government will not let us do it.
No.
Our government will break the law and aid and abet them in many different ways before they will enforce the law. There has never been anything wrong with our immigration law. It is the lack of enforcement. They scream about, well, there were 36 miles of fence made, but it was the Minutemen that put that fence up.
Yeah, and we didn't pay for the fence bill.
Well, we paid for it, but the money was used to pay out bonuses through Homeland Security instead of building the fence.
Just a bad policy.
And we're seeing that in a lot of ways where
organizations were paid bonuses, and then they end up caught in corruption. The VA, the IRS, the EPA, you know, it just goes and goes. We can store everything there is on every single citizen in the country for decades, but we can't keep IRS emails, we can't keep EPA emails. I mean, things that keep coming up here is just...
Because there's a mother computer anyway. I mean, if I don't...
They consider that we're all ignorant and don't know anything. They will come out there and say, oh, the economy is doing great. If the economy is doing so hot, how come it jumped from a little over 10 trillion to right about 18? And if I look at 2016 and the projections for there, I see it's going to be about 27.5 trillion. So tell me, we're going to add another $17.5 trillion at least to the debt since Obama's in office, and we're doing better. You can't pay it. You can't even afford to pay the interest on what you owe now.
$2 trillion in debt, and you're still giving money away.
You're still giving hundreds of millions to South American countries.
Away.
You're giving hundreds of millions to South American countries that are sending their kids here. You're giving millions of dollars and billions of dollars to Muslim terrorist organizations in the Middle East. The Syrian rebels are Al-Qaeda and other Muslim groups. There's no such thing as a moderate Muslim.
No.
If you can describe to me what a moderate murderer is, I will be willing to listen.
Sure. Because theirs follows hate. Ours follows love. It's a totally different street.
Well, you're seeing the attacks against religion, religious ideologies and stuff, mainly because the collective, who wants to be totally in charge of all of us, thinks that your loyalty should be to them before it is to God,
my loyalty,
or whoever.
To God is my family.
Your loyalty should be to the collective before it's to your family. Your loyalty should be to the collective above everything else. And if it's not, well, we'll get rid of you and find one that will.
Okay, get rid of me and I'll go to heaven.
That's what you're seeing.
They can go to their heaven up there and have them 70, it's supposed to be virgins, but they ain't no virgins.
You're talking about one separate religion. I was saying all.
All, yes. All religions. It don't matter what it is.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't care what religion you're from. They want you to be more loyal to the collective, the elitist, than you are to your God or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because they think they are God.
Well, they'd like to think that. You keep seeing, you know, truth has been thrown out the window. You have an MSM, a mainstream media, that doesn't report on anything that makes this administration look bad, simply for the fact they are protected. That makes them just like Nazi Germany's propagandist machine they had. But they will turn around and attack the other side, and accuse them of being Nazis. We've heard that in the last few days on this whole abortion pill and contraceptive deal going on, where the left is equating it to Nazism or whatever. When the fact is, it's the left that is financially supported their organization by a guy named George Soros, who was a for real Nazi. You can say, well, he just worked for the Nazis. Seem a Nazi to me. If you worked for him, you were one of them.
Yep.
So explain that. The side that is supported, financed by a Nazi is always accusing the other side of being a Nazi. We're not going to see things get a whole lot better. You're going to see desperation mode as they try to shove things at us as fast as they can, realizing that there is a chance they're not going to have the power of the Senate any longer, and there is a chance that old Hildeberry ain't going to be able to come through for them, because look at her today, and she's out here criticizing Hobby Lobby, but what she's really doing is she is attacking the bill for religious protections that her husband passed. This tells you that this woman does not have the brain set nor the mind capacity to be president of the United States. I doubt that woman could make out a grocery list. She's led a life of privilege, but she likes to act like, oh, they've struggled so much.
I'm living in people's shoes I know of.
And then with this amnesty, what you're going to do is our own legal minorities are going to be pushed further down the line, and they're going to be replaced. You know, you're going to lose jobs to these people. They're going to lose chances and opportunities for higher education and other business and everything else to these people. But the ones pushing it are never going to tell them that. They're going to tell them, this is good for you. This is good for you. How is making you poor good for you? How is making you a lesser subject and push these people above you better for you? The people don't understand the numbers. We've been stuck on this number the government throws at us, 10, 11 million, for many years now. And I'm going to guarantee you, in 2006, it was more than that. And it's way more than that now. The thing about our government and our elected in general and all these highfalutin organizations is they can't tell you the truth about numbers. They've got to use distortions. They've got to use assumptions. But they cannot give you the straight-out, straight facts and statistics of the numbers because it does not side with them.
It won't add up, right?
All this illegals are not going to be a boon to our economy. All those the numbers just won't match up. It's going to be another burden because now we're going to have to reach out and help the ones that are getting get pressed further down the line because they're getting replaced by the illegals coming in. It is our children that are going to have to compete with them, with the illegal children being brought here for an education, for a job, for a future. I look at all the new diseases and stuff. But in the end, when you realize that this is just part of an agenda to destroy our culture and that we're probably not going to see anyone really get out here and stand up and expose all these things in the time period we're going to have, we're constantly arguing amongst ourselves, which is what they want, both the right and the left. One us arguing amongst each other, because if we ever come together and look at things from a logical point of view, they're screwed. Both sides will be screwed because we will see that both sides have been the ones playing a game with us. All the while they're padding their own pockets, trying to secure their own wealth and power. Did you see where the guy was going to jail for, I can't remember how long. It's just the fact he's going to jail for collecting rainwater. And I just find that just so odd. But then I look at Seymour, Indiana, and they are taxing people for rainwater runoff. So if it rains in your yard, you're being taxed.
Okay, what if I just build a system? Buy a pick of parts and cut my whole property off where it just runs off on something else.
But it's running off your property, so you have tax to pay for that. Yeah.
So that means you just have to put a dome around the house in the yard.
No, because it would run off the dome, and that's what they would be charging you for.
Put a moat around your house.
That's okay. I'll go get me some crocodiles.
There you go.
what it really is, it's you've got a failed city government that has blew so much money, they need to come up with a new way to gain money so they can use it to do their inside investing and trading, and that's exactly what it is. And it's just like the whole fight over chickens, and they wanted to do the fines and this and that over that. It's a desperate elected body trying to find different ways to con the taxpayers out of their money because they have mishandled the money they were in charge of.
It was our money they were in charge of. That's one thing.
That's the sadness that a lot of people don't realize.
The government
has no money.
No, it's our money. It's our tax money. Everybody, it's the workers, the American people, all of us. It don't matter if you're black, white, yellow. It don't matter what color you are. It's our money.
And you say
and
that.
And the government, I mean, it
you
is.
You say that. $42 billion was stolen from the IRS last year with fraudulent tax refunds by illegal aliens.
Okay, that's wrong.
When a law was put onto the about to be brought onto the Senate floor to be voted on that would have stopped that, Harry Reid refused to allow that bill to the floor for a vote. So they're still doing it. They're still going to be stealing billions of dollars from it.
Sooner or later, there won't be no money for them to take because it'll be worth.
Well. The IRS has long outlived its usefulness, that's for sure. If it hadn't had
a lot of them organizations like that have. And I think we need to take the government and all the politicians and shrink it down just a little bit.
You hear that outside right now. We've got a storm in our area. It means there's thunder, lightning, and it's raining. But that rain falling, according to the EPA and the rules they're trying to push right at this moment, the EPA would have total control over that rain that's falling, over that creek down there, over that ditch, over that water puddle. Anything to do with water, they will have control over. Now, folks, when an organization like that controls the water, and then they've got the FDA controlling the food, guess who else, what else they control?
They try to control us.
They control the people. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. That's why while you're distracted watching the Hobby Lobby deal, the EPA's behind your back trying to grab up all these water rights and stuff. You've got other organizations pushing this and that. We've got UN troops showing up all over our nation. We've got illegals invading the country, being aided and abetted by another country, other countries. And what do? We go down there and give those countries money. Then we come back up here and we tell our taxpayers, we're going to spend $2.8 billion on these illegals or whatever it is to start off. That's just the start. Then you're going to hire an attorney to help you try to fight. You're not going to try to get them deported. You're going to send lawyers and that kind of stuff down there trying to help them be able to stay here. You're looking at decades. What can we do about it? I think we should be allowed to go and arrest from the president on down. Everybody who's involved on both political spectrums, Republicans and Democrats, everybody involved.
There's all kinds of scandals.
And then you got to go after the employer, like Andy Royalty there in Seymour. NTN and Columbus and others who employ illegals. You got to get them people. Then you got to get the ones who are housing them. Anybody who is aiding and abetting them in any way is breaking the law. That is the government, too. They don't have a pass that says they can just break whatever law they want to break.
And that's what they think. They think they can go through and choose which law they want.
Well, immigration law has not been changed as of yet. So, for now, To block enforcement of the immigration laws makes you guilty of aiding and abetting and the breaking of those laws. There's no way out of it. But how do you charge them? Because if you can get them into a court, they've got no leg to stand on. Why can't citizens take these employers to court? It's an unfair labor practice to run a roofing company that hires illegals, and you're competing with a company that's trying to follow our laws, paying a decent wage, and all the other things. That's an unfair labor practice used by those who employ illegals. That's how royalty got so big. But you look and you find out, part of your elected is invested in royalty now. or they're invested in housing on Brown Street, that area that caters to illegals, or they're invested in apartments somewhere else that caters to illegals, or they're invested in a different business around the area that hires and employs illegals. And you got 93 Americans out of work.
But that's all if they would actually abide by the law and enforce it.
Well, we have laws. One is the reason you want people to come here and follow the legal path of coming here is you don't get ones that are going to come here and jump in your streets and burn your flag and wave their flag.
You get the ones that want
to jump in your street waving that flag because that is now their flag.
What they always
they assimilate. They become a part of us. They become our brothers and sisters. But those who come here and spit on my flag and set my flag on fire and yell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not respected. They didn't respect my laws, and they don't respect us citizens. They shouldn't be here.
If they want to do that, they need to go back home and do that.
I would tell everybody to look up. There's a group out there called You Don't Speak For Me.
That bad. I don't want them over here.
That's what you do.
All they will go back, Americans would have jobs. Sure. But then you got the, I don't know how many percentage of it. Sorry to say, America, but you got the lazy ass.
You got them.
Okay. Yeah,
they've been indoctrinated
they
to be that way.
Yeah, they do. But they don't want to work. They think that they deserve $15 an hour, and if they don't get $15 an hour, then they don't want to work.
Well, that reminds
they can just sit around and everybody else pays for it.
That reminds me of a guy we were talking to who was about to go to jail for 6 months for a drug deal or something. I don't know what he was involved in. But he was a whiny. Because he may have to go do 6 months. At the same time, he's all over the internet talking about how the wealthy should share their wealth, this and that, this and that. So I ask him, I don't understand why you're whining when you're going to be in there surrounded by a whole lot of people just like you who thinks it's okay to take from others what they earn.
That's one of the best things.
He had no comment back.
I don't like
that. Yo. It's because some of these people have businesses and have earned and you look at them, it should inspire you that you can do the same thing.
Okay.
But regulations are taking away the ability to do that. And the only reason you overregulate is because you're a corrupt government.
Uh-huh.
And we see that. You
and
look at all
why
these,
we have our amendments bear arms is a tyrannical government. How much more tyrannical can they get?
Well, you look, right now, and he's going to do another push. That's going to be the stone in his crawl, is going to be getting our guns away from us. Because he cannot bring us into the Agenda 21 global government thing until he has disarmed us.
But I know a lot of people that he's going to have to kill because they say he is not getting your guns. And they don't use it to go out and kill people. They use it to hunt. In protection of them crazy people who want to come in homes and murder you or stuff like that. So you need protection for bad because there is a lot of bad people out there.
We live out in an area where a lot of people, I know guys that if you go to their house, their freezer's full of animal. The guy's been. He's been out bird hunting, maybe killed a turkey. He's got it in his freezer. He's got a deer in his freezer. He's got a squirrel and some rabbit in his freezer and stuff. But that's how he survives.
That's right. That's what they're trying to stop.
And they want to stop that. Oh, no, you can't.
It's just like the wood-burning stove. On the wood-burning stove, people, you know my electric bill. I'm all electric. And the electric bill is about $550 a month. I mean, like, and I thought I was wanting to put in a wood stove, but the regulations are trying to stop this. And then I talked to somebody else when he called about a survey from Indianapolis. He says he heats with wood. And I said, man, I said, the government is trying their best to outlaw the wood-burning stove inside and out.
They want to force everyone to buy green energy because people like Obama, Al Gore, Pelosi's brother-in-law, Harry Reid, Richard Luger. I could go on and on. All these people are invested and stand to profit if they can stop coal, oil, and natural gas, because that is their competition. You eliminate your competition, and everybody's got to buy from you. And then you think that that dirtwads like Al Gore and Obama and them aren't going to jack prices of that energy to pad their pockets? Get real. There's no scientific evidence, true scientific evidence, that backs up anything these idiots say.
Like that global warming.
But, you know, you can go out if you're the government and pay for science. You can go out and give a guy a grant to prove global warming.
Well, wasn't there two scientists what said they falsified documents?
We've had that, the document falsification. You've had the ex guys from the weather station.
And not just
that.
Everybody knows. It's a cycle.
Well, everybody doesn't know. You'd be surprised.
They're pretty stupid. I mean,
well, they count on people being stupid. That's like the whole carbon thing. Anybody that goes out there and says they're going to wipe out carbon is a bald-faced flyer. It is an impossibility, could never be done.
Everything
on this planet is carbon-based, including us. But we got to stop cars because of the CO2. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not CO2 coming out of that car. That's carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide. Two different things. Without CO2, all plant life would die. And if all plant life dies, all the life that produces oxygen for us dies. Now,
what does that mean? That means we die. Straight out put it. A lot of these people are pretty winners now. But
they don't do their homework.
Because it's where their money, where our money is invested.
They,
what they pocket.
They are fed propaganda. And they take it as being the gospel because they're too lazy to go look it up and actually find out the truth that the propaganda they're reading is a bunch of crap.
True, Bill. Hi, guys. What they've done is you've got a populace that is so dang stupid and so uneducated, they wouldn't know CO2 from H2O. I mean, it's the truth. That's how dumb they are. And then they spew this stuff back because it comes from their little pet buddies on the left, you know, who've been brainwashing them since they were five, and they spew this nonsense, and they will stand there and argue with you until everybody's blue in the face, and they don't even know what they're talking about. The whole premise is a lie based on false data, based on false narrative. In other words, CO2, that's false right there because it's not coming out of people's cars. So the whole thing is one lie stacked upon the other, and this is what's happening, and the people swallow it because they go, oh, we got to have clean air and clean water for our grandchildren. You know, they're just bleeding heart numbskulls, the same ones who don't know who Biden is or never heard of Valerie Jarrett. I mean, it's the same thing. You know, talking about this influx of aliens, we've got now supposedly 140 a day, every two or three days being flown into Lindbergh Field down here in San Diego. There's like protests going right now at Murrieta. I called ICE's office and I sent stuff out to you guys. I gave them what for. There's two town hall meetings, I think one tonight and one tomorrow. Then there's a lot of our patriots down there with their signs, and they are protesting this nonsense. And hopefully others heeded my suggestion and called ICE's office today.
I read an article written by Cherie Calabro today from iFire. It was one amazing article, and it was about the cow fly and how the illegals are like cow flies and being used like cow flies. It was an awesome article.
Sure.
It's on my page. You can look it up.
Okay.
Cherie has been out there for several years now. She's a very strong voice, her
yes.
and Greg Serban from iFire. And they do a great job in trying to protect the rights of the Americans.
Good.
Excellent. To destroy the culture is one of the goals of Agenda 20.
And the economy.
And you do that while our back, while we're focused on all these illegals coming across our southern border, we're not paying attention that under asylum, Obama is bringing in a little over 2 million Muslims a year.
It's ridiculous.
We don't go up on immigration because that's asylum.
Right. And the sad is, you know, I mean, I, like I said earlier, when I got my messages, I sent that around to everybody, and I said, please call your senators and congresspeople right now, no matter where you live, because this is coming to your state and your town, like, tomorrow, you know, if we don't put the kibosh on this stuff. So I'm just,
one
people have to stand up.
One of our problems is elected through insider investing or trading are invested in businesses that employ illegals or housing that caters to them or something else that caters to them, but they're making money off of them, so they're no help.
Well, exactly. And the and
immigration, I was fighting this illegal immigration stuff. George Bush was president, and I was fighting John McCain, George Bush, Mitch McConnell, and those kinds of guys then, along with Ted Kennedy and the Harry Reid of
right.
the left. So
the other part that's bad is you've only got a handful of people.
Hello?
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Making
Linda
sure
got
you're cut. Still alive.
Yeah,
hey, Mr.
Linda
Robert.
Got cut out.
Still strong?
Yes, Mr. Robert.
How you do, sir?
I do as good as I can do.
How you feeling? By the way, I knew you had heart surgery, but you know about my leg and.
I've been feeling pretty good. I've had my bad moments there. I actually had was three heart attacks. I didn't have a surgery. I had 60% blockage in most of my main arteries. So, knowing that. I've taken action to reduce my cholesterol and all that. I feel pretty good. I'm really anxious for this Delaney thing to be here. And after that, I'm thinking I'm going to start getting my stuff together, and I'm getting out into the woods.
I don't blame you. I wish I was there with you, Bill Strong. I really do. You know, I'm running for you guys, man.
I know. I've told the people like Terry, she's not going to be able to make it there. Ron and Kenny will not make it. So it's up to the rest of us to get a lot of pictures. Looks like we're going to have a pretty good turnout this year. I've got several groups asking for, you know, to bring in their tents. I've got people coming with their campers. I don't know. There may be one or two cabins that hasn't been rented at the moment. Really looking forward to having a good time with everybody and doing a lot of talking.
Bill, I might just come up there just to get away from, you know what, from here.
I can understand that, Robert.
They're not covering. Bill, they're afraid of me. They're not covering me. They think I did a disservice to both parties. I didn't close down the primaries, Bill. What happened was this lady was paid to close down the primaries. There was only three people qualified, and she was the fourth one that made it official. And I got the blame for it. And now, after all said and done, Bill Strong, I'm staying away from the Republican Party, and I have no use for him right now. The way I look at it, they did me a disservice, and they kicked me down the road for too long, and I'm tired of being kicked down the road. So, you know, I'm fighting for the people who make $50,000 a year or less, and the disabled. They don't have a voice. No one has a voice anymore. You know, so what do I have to lose? I don't have it. Bill, if I win or lose, at least I did it. Okay?
At least I tried. The thing is that you give it your best shot. Then you can always say, hey, do the William Hong thing, you know. Hey, I gave it my best. I have no regrets. And that's all you can do. Anybody can do.
Well, they're going to have to assassinate me because I'm not backing down now. Now, by July 4th, I'm having a barbecue, and I'm having people over. And I invited my doctor, my docs who took care of me. I invited my plumber, my people repaired my windows, my people did my floors, my nurses. That's who I care about. That's who I invited. And if you're in Florida, you're invited. But you know, Bill Strong, I had to defend my father. I had to defend because there's a far cry from saying non-profit to non-for-profit. You understand?
Oh yes, I do.
That's what my opponent said about Venice Community Hospital. Supposedly, I never read the article, but my doctor said he said it. And I ran just on the assumption that he said it. But you know that letter that I read to you on the radio show? The one I read I read, I don't know if I read it on the air or not. But Bill Strong, in order for me to even try to muster any votes, to campaign around any of these stores, I will not mention any names that I do, but I faxed my letter to where you heard the rulings. I mean, you know which one I'm talking about, but I won't mention the name. I faxed my letter that I wrote to the Florida Professional Firefighters to them, and lo and behold, those two bills passed. The letter that I read to you on the show. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. But we need more people to take these kinds of steps and action. More common people, because we keep electing people that the only goal in their mind is, hey, once I'm in there, I can pad my pocket.
I mean,
they forget about that.
Exactly. And the guys that I'm running against, one's a lawyer, and one's a doctor who became a lawyer from Cuba, from that matter, right? From Cuba.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this guy. I don't know about the other guy. I had to investigate him to make sure they were going to be constitutional conservatives and they were going to be fiscal constitutional conservatives. You know I'm one, but I had enough of both parties. I just had enough. If it wasn't for Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Mike Lee debating the issues with health care, Bill Strong, and answering my emails, believe me, I wouldn't be running. But Marco Rubio supported my opponent, which I knew he was going to do anyways, because they're both from Cuba. And today, a Cuban lawyer just got elected to be a judge in one of the circuit courts in Florida. So what does that tell you, Bill Strong? You relay that to me. I want to know.
Well, I'm telling you this. If they pass this amnesty,
huh?
Then the truth comes out. And then they go along with the family reunification. It'll be less than 20 years, and probably every judge in the country will be Hispanic.
Well, that's my point. That's why I've always said, just make Mexico the 51st state of the union. Now, Bill Strong, by the 18th, I have to answer some letters from, A, I'm having problems with gun control. I don't want to spend time on your show tonight, but if I get stuck next week, will you guys help me?
You know, you have to look at Mexico. Here's a country that has some of the stiffest immigration laws there are, yet they scream if we try to enforce our immigration laws, and they aid and abet other countries in breaking our laws.
Yeah, I know.
Through remittances.
But it's all intertwined. Don't you understand, Bill Strong? This is why I'm running. This is the whole epiphysis of the whole crux of the matter. Okay? when I was working at Dairy Queen,
I don't think I'm just going to be honest. I don't think anything can be turned around diplomatically. It's gone beyond that. The progressive agenda has been pushed to the point they cannot take the risk of having to try to start all over again. So they will, out of desperation, and you're seeing it when Obama's threatening to use executive order to push his agenda, and when they choose to ignore certain laws, and then they have aided and abetted in a foreign invasion of the country, and you know, look at who they're giving money to around the globe and stuff, and you realize
it stinks.
Diplomacy was long ago. This is a nation that is set back waiting on that one little ignition that's going to light a fire that's going to blaze this nation like it has never been.
This government smells like my house used to smell, like methane gas, a rotten egg. What I'm saying here on the phone, and I don't care if they assassinate me before I get to Tallahassee and when I won this election. I think I have a flying. I think I could win without the money. My point is I don't have any money to run, but I'm running anyways. You understand?
Well, for too long that's been what people have turned it into, is who has money. And it should never be. It should be, what is the character of this man? And is this man going to do the best job for the people he's representing? Are you going to stand up? That's the problem we have in our nation when we have elected who just sit there twiddling their thumbs. They have
I'm just defending my father's honor, and I'm defending his hospital, this community hospital.
By doing that, you will go a farther way than you will doing it the way these others do it. Because better driving factor to a man than the honor of his father.
Let me tell you something, Bill Strong. Venice Community Hospital always provided health care for all, whether poor, rich, black, white, Mexican, whatever. And when they didn't have the money, they always received fine quality care. All right?
They give everybody behind quality care.
Yeah, exactly. But my point of the matter is...
I'm a disabled veteran. I fought for this country, and I get treated like a dead horse.
I know you do, and I'm sorry for that.
What I'm trying to do is get my straw man done so I can denounce my citizenship, my Social Security number, because they're trading us on the stock market by our social.
I know they are. I know.
Well, can you guys help me do my straw man? I was born at home with an Amish midwife in 1983. I didn't have a social until I joined the military, and they fucked me into it.
I don't blame you for being pissed. I'd be pissed, too.
Well, I got somebody that wants $2,000 to file it for me, and I don't have $2,000. I'm a disabled veteran. What am I supposed to do?
I know I need to do
UCC-1. I know I need to do UCC-3. I know I need to do the SS-4. I know what legal reasons I have. I've already read all these laws. I've been studying it for 10 years. I just don't know how to do it.
Who's your state representative in your state?
Let's see. My congressman is... my state senator is...
I need your state representative. I need to know his name.
Okay, let me look it up real quick.
I mean, just give it to Bill, and Linda will email me. You don't have to do it right now, but you make sure that you either email it to Linda, and you give it to me, and I'll make sure something happens. You hear me?
Well, I know. Amen.
Yeah, but how do I go about doing it?
Just give me
I'm
the
to the
name.
Point where I'm
That's
about
a...
to shoot myself for dealing
don't
with this
you
shit, you know?
Yourself.
I'm not even kidding you. I fought all the way through Iraq and Afghanistan.
No,
all I got to do with being a fucking slave.
Please, let me help you. Let me help you.
These people want to charge me $2,000, and that's all I have. I'm about to sell my truck to get my straw man done.
Calm down.
I'm living in my truck.
I understand that, sir, but I just want to help you. I just want to.
Well, I'm looking for a pen so I can write this stuff down.
Sir, I salute you for serving.
Thank you very much, but I'm not a sir. That's all these Illuminatis and all them Masons. They're all sirs.
No,
I don't want no queen's title.
No, but I salute you for doing. I salute you for protecting me.
Thank you very much.
It's in the bottom of my heart.
Okay,
so I'm grabbing a pen right now so I can scribble down your email.
My email is RSKAPL. Excuse me,
RSKAPL.
PLAN number 11 at Comcast.net. You send me your representative's name and address, and I will shoot him. And give me your full name, and just give me the gist and thrust of your story, and I will relay it to him.
But how is that going to help me get my straw man done?
I'm going to say, my friend needs help on PatriotFamilies.com. Can you at least take a look at this situation? Just go ahead and send it to me now.
But I don't see how that's going to help. I mean, I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
But at least it's a shot. At least it's a shot for you, okay? I'm trying to get you the door in. I'm trying to help. But you got to give me the info. You got to write it down. What happened?
I need to contact the Department of Commerce.
I understand that, but you got to tell me the story.
My mom got disabled when I was about 17 and put in the paperwork so I could go into the military and she could get a disability check for me. That's really the real story. I was fucked into it by my mom.
Wow.
And now she's passed away and she don't know what she did. My dad had me at home with a midwife for a reason.
Wow, what a story. You write it down for me. That needs to be published. That needs to be noted. And you need to you got my email address. Linda has my email.
Yeah, it's RSKAPLAN11 at Comcast.net.
That is correct, sir. And anytime you need any if you need to email me, anyhow, because I'm sure I'm going to have to confront this in my state of Florida, too. So you're giving me practice.
So you've already done the straw man?
Pardon me?
Have you already done the straw man? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. And that's why I need your help because I...
Okay, what the straw man is you... As soon as you're born, you guys pay attention. Google this. How to denounce my citizenship, my Social Security card, and my birth bond. As soon as you're born, the reason your name on your birth certificate is in all capitals is because as soon as you're born, your Social Security number is opened, and that's a corporation, a false person of you. That's called your straw man. That's why when Walt Disney, the Freemason, made the Wizard of Oz, there's the straw man, there's the tin man, taxpayer identification number that works itself to the bone. Okay, that's why there's the cowardly lion that represents us. The American people that are too cowardly to know what they have. Now do you see where I'm going with this?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to get my straw man killed. What the straw man is it's a false you, and that's how they hold you under federal law. That's how they hold you under all this crap. What I'm trying to attain is sovereign individual status, like the Native Americans had before they made them sign the peace treaty.
Right. I got you. Tell me your name one more time.
My name is Decatur, D-E-K-A-T-O-R.
Okay, Decatur, you're a strong man. Number one, number two, you got a great story, and number three, it will be published by me. You hear me?
Okay, well, I'm going to shoot you my whole story, and I need to be covered all the way through this, because when I file for my straw man, what it does is it gets rid of your, when you are, you got all these guys in the stock market in New York City, and they're buying and selling us. With our Social Security numbers as mutual funds, okay? And when they're buying and selling us, when your credit goes up, your price goes up on the stock market. Do you see what I'm saying? And they're buying and selling us. So you can kill that. You can kill that straw man, which is a false you. That's just a number. Then when you do that, they have to pay you in silver and gold, just like the Constitution says. Paper, no money,
but
no matter.
But
no
Decatur,
more.
But Decatur, that's one of the reasons why I'm running is I figured out the fuzzy math that's been going on with the middle class, and it just stinks. It just stinks. Even people making $60,000 a year, it stinks. Okay? It just stinks. I figured out the fuzzy math. I know my stuff. And I debated the issues, and no one doesn't want to debate me, Decatur. No one doesn't want to debate me. They're afraid of me.
Well, let me give you some more fuel, because I've been studying this for 10 years. Now, judges go to seminars to be employees of the Corporation of the United States. When we declared independence from the Queen, she said, okay, you can declare independence, but I keep Washington, D.C. So that's why Washington, D.C. is started as a corporation. That's why you have the orange flag around, or the orange fringe around your flag. That symbolizes you're under admiralty law, international maritime law, the law of the high seas.
Right.
Google all that.
Wow.
Now, because you move that door when you step into the judge's side of the courtroom, you symbolize him boarding his ship.
Well, people don't realize Decatur...
People don't realize that judges are already sovereign individuals, and they don't have a social security number.
I understand that, but I was a certified court reporter for 14 years for the state of Georgia, too. Okay?
So now you know what the orange fringe means, too.
Oh, absolutely. But I never put two and two together until you told me tonight. Do you understand what
And
I'm
that's
saying?
Why, you ever seen somebody come into the court that put UCC 1-308 without prejudice and signed their name to a charge, and the judge said, I have no jurisdiction over you, and threw the case out?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am. That's a straw man's killed. When your
wow.
straw man's killed and your Social Security exists no more, you can't be traded on the stock market. They can't hold your credit debts against you, and they have to pay you back everything you've ever paid into Social Security in gold.
So, in other words, you're almost like a dead man being alive.
It's called Free Man on the Land.
Man,
Google it. Free Man on the Land, Straw Man.
You should be all that information, sir.
I'll shoot you all of it. Right
yeah, I want you to.
Hopefully I got some of you guys researching, and some of you guys' eyes are open now. You know, your bond, your birth bond is worth $10 billion.
Yeah, well, you don't
see, that's why they want all these foreigners to come to this country and get a Social Security number, because, bam, the 1933, the Federal Reserve, is owned by the Queen and all this UN. So when you get a new Social Security number as a corporation, when you get another citizen, you get to open a new Social Security number so he can get more debt, more credit from the Rothschild World Bank just because of that new citizen. Do you understand that? So that takes care of more of our national debt.
Absolutely.
And that's also the reason that the American gold seizure happened in 1933, and when people owed the banks money, they called them into the bank and pulled their gold teeth out of their head.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, Decatur. Please,
it's definitely
please,
something I'm going to be checking into.
Please, I want. That's why I called in tonight, because I'm getting beat up with the... This will be my project for the next month. You hear me?
All right. Well, I'll shoot you an email tonight with all the info I've been compiling for the last 10 years.
I would have never
found out about this, but I was in the Navy, and when I was in the high seas, once you hit international waters, the only judge is the fucking captain of the ship. And you go by international maritime law when you're in international waters, and that's how I found out about all this. It's all above our federal law.
Yeah, maritime law. When I was a court reporter in Mobile, Alabama, and that's all I did was maritime law.
Yep.
Crashing, sinking, blah, 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 accidents, da, da, da. That's all I did was maritime law. So, you know, why these guys became attorneys, I was deposing witnesses before they became attorneys, and they think I'm a putz.
Yeah,
but they sadly mistaken. They have a rude awakening coming to them. You understand?
So, what are you running for?
I'm running for Florida State Representative, District 74, Sarasota County, Florida. If you know anybody in Sarasota County, anybody on the radio show tonight, if you know anybody in
I got like 7,000 people on my Facebook and my live account. I'm going to shoot out your email and tell everybody I want them to. I'll have to get your name from you, but I'll tell all my friends to vote for you.
This is my website. Decatur, my website is www.robertsamuelkaplan.com.
Hold on, I got to write that down.
I'm still strong on Facebook. It's a picture of Samson pushing down the walls.
Robert Samuel what?
K-A-P-L-A-N.
.com?
Kaplan, like GabeKaplan.com. But I'm funnier than Gabe. I'm funnier than Gabe Kaplan.
All right. Well, I'm gonna feed you from behind, and I'm gonna give you all this info that Listen, I've called 9 different attorneys to talk to them that all represent. They all practice international maritime law. Every one of them has hung up on me as soon as I mentioned UCC-1-308, as soon as I mentioned SS-4 form, the IRS corporate dissolution form 966, and you fill out your social security number on it, and it closes your straw man. These people all hang up on me because you have to be a 33rd degree Mason to even talk about straw man.
Well, I'm a 32nd. I happen to be a Shriner. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm a Mason. A 32nd degree Scottish Rite and a Shriner, okay?
Congratulations.
My goal after finishing my master's degree was to do research for all children's hospital and St. Jude's and the Shriners. That was my goal.
Here's something else if you like St. Jude's. Google Dr. Royal Rife. In 1934, he cured almost 400 people with cancer, bombarding the tumors with electromagnetic pulses with his own microscope he made with crystal lenses instead of glass because crystal lets ultraviolet light pass through, and he shrunk the tumors to nothing. Well, the AMA was formed by stealing his inventions, and they called him a quack, told his family he was nuts, and stuck him in a hotel room. So they made so much money off of chemo that they didn't want anybody to be cured.
Well, you know what, Decatur, this is what you got to do for me. You got to hang tough and don't get depressed, okay?
Well, you know, I'm more of a fighter than more people than I know, but it ain't about depressed. It's just I'm fed up. What do I got to do to get back to my sovereignty?
I'm gonna start a war because of you, all right?
All right, I'm going to give you all the info. And when I do my straw man, I want you to do it too, because they're going to have to pay you back everything you've ever paid into Social Security in gold.
Really?
I'm not even kidding you. Start Googling it while you're on the phone with me.
No.
I'll send you all the links that I've compiled.
Yeah, please. But what do I do while I'm on the phone? What link do I go into?
What link do you go into? Okay, let me pull up on my phone. Oh, let's see. Right now, I'm on... Actually, I found some of the stuff on Blog Talk Radio, Spike. Okay,
really?
Let's see. How to cancel your Social Security.
You know if you found it on Blog Talk Radio, it has to be the truth.
Oh, this is the truth. I was born a sovereign. How to cancel your Social Security number and birth certificate and become a sovereign citizen. Listen carefully. We are here today to inform you that you have the right to cancel your Social Security number and birth certificate and reclaim your sovereignty from the unconstitutional United States Corporation. How to cancel your Social Security card. Print out IRS Form 966 Corporate Dissolution. Under the corporation name, put Mr., Mrs., or Mrs., or Mr., depending on if you're married or not. As appropriate, then put your name in all capitals. It has to be all capitals to represent your straw man, the fake you. Okay? Under EIN, put your SSN. Under return type, pick other and write 1040. The rest of the info you can figure out above your signature, put without prejudice UCC-1-308. Make a copy for your record. Send it to the IRS. Now, this is at qbit.cc/how-to-cancel-your-social-security. social-security-number-and-birth-certificate-and-become-a-sovereign-citizen/
Wow.
1776now.org.
Wow. You know what, Decatur?
Now I'll pull you up another link that talks about it.
I got you going. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's do a Google search. I did a Google search of how to give back social security number and birth bond. And I came up with fourwinds.net. Go to fourwinds.net.
Fourwinds10.net.
Okay, then you have Federal Reserve owns your life. Viewzone.com/collateralx.html. Your birth certificate bond is worth billions. Debtpayoff.com. Okay, ways to find the value of your birth certificate and social security number. Disposablewisdom.com. A secret code that controls your destiny. MotherJones.com. Okay, now let me go to my favorite site.
Why would you
EducationCenter2000.com.
Why do you hate America?
I don't hate America. I fought for my country.
If you don't
want to
be part of America, why don't you just... If you don't want to be part of America...
Why are you calling me anti-American? I fought for
you
to be free.
You're denouncing America. This is my country. You can do...
Hello?
Yeah.
He's an agitator.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, well, he's not on here no more either.
Wow.
But, yeah, I'm not talking any bullshit. If you guys have looked up anything I've found, you know I'm not.
I see, well, Mr. Beasley just got canceled.
I will look it up. I'm curious, and it's got my attention, and I will look it up. I can understand the reasoning behind why a person would want to do such a thing. You know, we have a government that has borrowed from Social Security that has never, ever paid back a single dime that they borrowed.
My favorite site is strawmanmoneycredit.com. Go to that one. That'll teach you how to do it step by step. Strawmanmoneycredit.com.
Welcome back, Linda.
Oh,
strawmanmoneycredit.com.
Is Lonnie still there?
Yes,
yes.
He is.
Did you kick out the creep and hang up?
Yes, I did, and he's called back, and I got him on hold.
What about the one in the chat room?
There's nobody in the chat room, hon. There ain't nobody been in there all night.
Well, there was me and Yo and FT, and then there was B under some stupid name that he always puts in there.
Well, I don't know why. I don't see nobody in the chat room.
Let me
refresh it.
Yes, Decatur's still here.
Okay.
My email is DecaturThorpe@gmail, DecaturThorpe@gmail. And at live.
All right. So you already showed your email, Decatur, right?
It's got all of
it.
D-E-K-A-T-O-R.
D-E-K-A-T-O-R-T-H-O-R-P-E.
He's gone there, too.
All right, Decatur. D-E-K-A-T-O-R.
T-H-O-R-P-E. D-E-K-A-T-O-R. T-H-O-R-P-E. Delta, Echo, Kilo, Alpha, Tango, Oscar, Romeo. Tango Hotel, Oscar, Romeo, Papa, Echo.
Got it. What was your...
Thank you, Robert, everybody.
At gmail.com. Linda, I have to...
All right, I'm going to let you go and see your email.
Okay, thank you. And I have to go, guys, because the girls are in town.
Because I've been exhausted for 2 days.
All right, I love you guys. Happy... If I don't call Wednesday or Thursday, try to have a peaceful fourth. Linda, the letter I read to you, isn't it amazing that those two laws passed after I read that letter to you?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's very amazing.
I'm excited that you're running. I wish you all the luck in the world. I just want to say good night.
I'm gonna get in their faces, just like Ron always says. That's the one that made me do that. So that's exactly what they did. I just got in their faces, so I'm on the ballot. But if I'm at this, I hope I'm just not a. Huh? Huh? I just want you to know, people are against me right now. Even my own family's against me, so, you know, it's pretty shameful.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I know. My family, I never really, you know, when someone's for free contraceptions, you know you're in bad trouble.
All right, guys. God bless, and I'll see you in the chat room,
guys.
And I'm excited about Delaney, so.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Take care, you guys. I love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sorry, guys. I really am. You know, I've been sitting in the chat room for over an hour now, and I haven't seen one soul come in there. And then in refreshing, there's five or six people in there. I apologize. Something to do with my laptop that time around.
Well, ours is totally down, Mitt. The storm's knocked it out. It's hard to get anywhere.
But Mr. Beasley got cut off both places.
July 13th through the 20th. Patriot families will be at Delaney Creek Park in southern Indiana. You can get information off the Patriot Family's website, off of Joe or me on Facebook or Linda. We post all the time. Delaney Creek has their own website, and they have their own page on Facebook. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, will be Linda right from the left coast. 6 o'clock on Thursday is Miss Terry Rowland with Patriot Education. Ron will be back on Monday night at 7 o'clock. With Constitution Hour. We're Hoot and Holler. I know Mike has a show.
Yeah.
So if anyone that has the information, put that up there. But for the last few years, we've been trying to inform, bring things out into the open, and get people, and just basically wake people up to what is going on in the country while they're not paying attention.
And they can check the facts out themselves.
And we see it all the time when we start talking about things. People's like, oh, my God, they don't believe you. And then they look it up, they find out for themselves, and that's why we're growing here in southern Indiana. And because people are more and more, and I feel that way across the country, more and more people are waking up to the deceits and the corruption,
oh, yeah,
the total regard for our laws, and
unless they're forced against us.
Well, people, the worst thing you can do to a populace is call them ignorant. And when they stand up there and both face lie to us, thinking that we are too dumb to know.
To know that we can hit rewind.
They are
seeing the day before say the exact same thing. But
they are
insulting.
They are insulting everyone. Today, I had a friend, Mr. Terry Robbins. 8 years in the Navy. He's now a minister over in Jennings County. He's been a Democrat his entire life. But he threw with the Democratic Party today, he was telling me. He can no longer stand up for these people who attack everything he believes in.
And that's what they want to do, everything.
Now, you're talking about someone, late 50s, who his entire life has been a devoted Democrat, is now saying no more. When those kinds of things are happening, then you know they're in trouble. And as I've said all along, the closer it gets, if they think they're going to lose out their power in this progressive agenda, if they think the agenda will be exposed and they won't be able to put it into place, they are going to get so desperate, you're not going to believe the kind of things they are going to do. They are willing to take on the American public in an armed confrontation rather than surrender
their power,
their agenda.
Yeah. Yes.
We've already got a president who doesn't get his way. He says Congress is the problem because they have it. See, what he's saying is Congress is the problem because they won't give him his way.
So it's full fact. And then he's complaining it's the American public standing against him getting his way. His poll numbers aren't good. His popularity is
dropping every day.
His popularity is dropping. Everything else is falling apart for him. Scandal after scandal, and every time he thinks he's got a scandal beat, new evidence comes out to show contrary. The IRS thing. To think that the American public is so dumb to think that there was, that these emails are just lost forever. By accident. Well, the American public isn't buying it.
No,
you can tell that by the high rate of the phone numbers that tell you they're not buying it. While we're looking at the IRS and the emails missing there, we can jump over and look at the EPA, and there's a couple of years worth of emails missing there. It seems to be, and all these places seem to get a bonus. The VA, it's a scandal there, the bonuses were paid. The IRS, bonuses were paid. The EPA, bonuses are paid. You know, Homeland Security, instead of building the fence, the money was used to pay out to the Homeland Security. Now, see, this is the kind of stuff we are dealing with daily in this nation. And at some point, it all crashes. We're riding on a bubble on the economy. The things that are holding it up are basically just the stocks at the moment. It's the only thing holding the whole balance up on Wall Street before there's going to be a crash. And it's the whole invasion of our country was orchestrated by our administration. They're the ones who had people go down there and put out the ads in the papers, this and that, come here now, get put on the soil, and blah, blah, blah. Yet they expect everyone else to pay for it. And all they're doing is trying to ensure their power, hoping these people will, give these people somehow will get the right to vote, then Democrats will never lose again. I got news for them. The younger Democrats holding office right now, if amnesty passes and these people someday get the right to vote, you'll no longer be in power or wealth, because that would be the first thing they do. Look at Mexico.
Yeah, it is. And you look at Mexico, I mean, that's one of the best places. I mean, they're allowing it to come across us. So they're abetting, helping them out.
Every enemy we have ever had, Mexico has let cross their border.
But then we go across their border,
they throw a whining fist.
Yeah, it's a different story. It's like the guy they have been talking about was in prison down there.
Our Marines.
So they every year they mess with the Muslims and let five Muslims go, bad Muslims, then to go down to Mexico and help our Marines.
And you know, Tate was recently in Mexico talking to the Mexican government, never mentioned the Marines. Your president was recently talking to the Mexican government, and he never mentioned the Marines. I find that disturbing.
Yeah, I do.
It's not a day that I don't try to watch the early news or get on the net looking things, but I'm not stuck for a few minutes.
Well, yeah, I've been stunned every time I see it. It's another scandal. Here we go. That's all it was. Or another lie. Another deceit.
Well, and you have Obama coming out and saying all the scandals are bogus.
When we can go right back and see that it's not.
There again, displaying that he actually believes the American public is so stupid to believe
him. They believe him. Now, we see facts that shows that we don't. There ain't no reason to believe him. He's a bald sack on. He's got Pinocchio feet. I mean, come on.
It is easier.
We just need to figure out what we can do about it. I don't know that much we can do about it if they don't enforce the law.
But you got to look who's in charge of enforcing
the
laws. Well,
they can try to take our guns.
You got to look at who's in charge of enforcing the laws.
Now, Harry Reid, Eric Holder, he was appointed and voted on by the Senate. Holder can be removed. Away from the Democrats, Holder can be removed. Basically, Holder is derelict in his duty, meaning he refuses to do his duty.
Yeah, he's not doing
and
it.
You could charge Holder, you could charge Napolitano,
yes,
whoever the current person is, anybody in charge of Homeland Security, and all the way up to the White House, into Congress, into the Senate. You look into the backgrounds, their investments and stuff, who's invested in businesses or housing that caters to illegals, and every one of these people should be arrested. Because they basically, to pad their own pockets, are willing to screw the American people and the country. To pad their own pockets. And that's all they're doing.
Pad in your pocket, and it's not just the pad in the pocket, it's the power trip, I think.
I think every inside investment should be taken away from the elected, sold, and the money that it's sold for be used to pay towards the national debt.
And rise and rise, and they say, oh, we sold that. No, it's the rise.
Every time they say things are better, you look at the clock, it's still spinning.
Still spinning. Out of control.
Until it stops spinning, you ain't stop nothing.
Well,
now,
no, I don't have it. I've never used that kind of thing. I've never seen that kind of thing.
Most of us haven't.
But they're going to do it like it's change out of your pocket.
It's nothing to them. Because, let's be real, how many elected officials do you think actually see the world through our eyes? If there is, I don't, you know, it would be a small, minute
number. Small, yeah. Because I know there's a few on our side.
With?
But if we don't get the bad ones out, it ain't going to be too long before they're through.
Well, you have that problem. There's a video out by a guy from Boston, and he talks about this business. And all the employees, starts naming all the charges and criminal actions of these employees, and then he tells you
in
Congress.
Yeah, I was floored when he said Congress.
The idea that we have that kind of people running our Congress, setting up and supposed to be ruling our nation, should really disturb people.
Yeah, because they should be in jail just like a lot of people are today. Tax fraud, drinking and driving, all kinds of things.
Yeah, it was amazing. But you look it up, everything he said was true. And both parties. But what it did show was the corrupting nature of our electors. They do, once they get elected, many of them think that somehow now they've got special powers, special privileges, and the law doesn't mean anything to them. And, you know, I'm not against welfare people for drugs. But I think that before you ever start there, you have to start with your elected official.
Yeah.
And
that's the first place.
Yeah.
All the scandals I'm amazed on what's been coming out of this. Between, you know, Benghazi, Syria, IRS scandal,
NSA
scandal. I can go on and on.
You got 4 minutes, cuz. You there?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
God bless everyone. We want to wish everyone a great weekend coming up. Celebrating the 4th. I'll be at down at Chad's at the barbecue.
Yep, and be safe.
Be good to each other. Treat each other how you want to be treated. But you can't sit back and let a government that is out of control, totally set on dominating and controlling you like peons, get by with it. We got to stand together.
The only way we can.
God bless us all. Take us out, cuz.
Don't forget Linda's show tomorrow night, Left and Right Coast, 7 o'clock. And we're going to get out of here. And God bless you all. Everyone, happy 4th of July. I got a new one I'm playing.
High above the chimney top, that's where